Hello and welcome to the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, June 11th. This is Susan Over. We will begin today's reading with Bloomington Police Department, man, woman killed, two others shot. An early Sunday morning shooting on Bloomington's east side left two people dead and two others injured, police said. More information is expected today on the incident in the 1200 block of Orchard Road. Around 1:09 a.m., police were notified of gunfire in the area. When they arrived, officers found a man and a woman shot to death, said the department. Two other people, another man and a woman, also were shot. Both have non-life-threatening injuries, said the police department, and have been taken to local hospitals. Their conditions were not immediately known. It also is not known if the victims were found outside or in a residence in the area. All four people are adults, said police. There have been no arrests. Quote, I do not know what happened, but I heard gunshots and a car driving off at a high rate of speed, said Todd Elliott, who said he lives a couple blocks away. I looked outside and heard some screaming and yelling. Police came a few minutes later. I didn't know anybody died until I got some text messages early this morning asking if I was all right. It was at least the second case of gunfire in that block in the past year. On June 22, 2017, police were called at 4:42 p.m. to the same block. Witnesses reported seeing a male firing at a small gray or green car occupied by two people. It headed south on Orchard. There were no arrests made in that case. The names of the victims have not been released. Quote, I do not consider it a bad neighborhood, but it was before a couple of people were killed, said Lewis Oakley, who said he also lives in the area. I guess this makes it a bad neighborhood. I'm hoping they catch whoever did this because you never can be sure what is going to happen next after something like that. The names of the victims have not yet been released. Police left the scene around 8:20 a.m. Sunday, but declined further comment on that case. A Bloomington Police Department sergeant said he knew of no new development Sunday evening. McLean County State's Attorney Jason Chambers told the Pantograph he had not been advised of any arrests. It would be the first homicide under the administration of Clay Wheeler, who took over from former Chief Brendan Hefner last month. Police are asking for the public's help in their investigation. If you have information regarding that shooting, please contact Detective Paul Swanland, 309-434-2373, 309-434-2373. Or you may contact Detective Steve Finelli. That phone number is 309-434-2457, 434-2457. If you want to remain anonymous, you may contact the McLean County Crime Stoppers at 309-828-1111, 828-1111. If your call leads to the arrest and the indictment of a suspect, you may be eligible for a reward up to $1,000. Meanwhile, the Bloomington Police Department continues to ask for public help in a June 4th shooting which left one man, 19, with a gunshot wound and another injured. That incident occurred at Monroe and McLean Streets in downtown. Victims told police they were shot at while in their vehicle. No arrests have been made. There is no indication the two incidents are related. End of article. City Mull's name change for commission. Bloomington. The Bloomington City Council will consider changing the name of the Bloomington Cultural District Commission to reflect a community-wide perspective. A proposed ordinance calls for renaming the advisory body to the Bloomington Cultural Commission. That item is included on the lighter-than-normal agenda for the council meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at City Hall. The name change is proposed to best reflect the Commission's expanded role to support arts and culture throughout the community, said City Community Development Director Bob Mark. Under former Mayor Judy Markowitz, the city in 2000 purchased the former Scottish Rite Temple, now the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, for $210,000 to make it the focal point of a $19 million project to turn that area around the building at 600 Northeast Street into the city's cultural district. The commission was formed to advise Bloomington's elected officials, city manager, and other city officials in developing plans and programs. But the commission is proposing amendments to the city code, which encourage having a wider impact and broader scope in the community. To that end, the commission has requested amendments to its powers and duties in order to expand its scope beyond the two-block BCPA area near downtown. The proposed changes also include reducing the number of commissioners from 14 to 11, who are appointed by the mayor to three-year terms with the consent of the City Council. Also tonight, the Council is expected to act on a state-mandated ordinance which requires local governments to pay prevailing wage rates for public projects. The Council will also meet at 5:30 p.m. today in a closed executive session, which is expected to include further consideration by the Council of three finalists for City Manager. No vote is expected today and no date for a decision has been set, said City Communication Manager Nora Dukowitz. Washington City Administrator Jim Culotta, Decatur City Manager Tim Gleason, and Interim Bloomington City Manager Steve Rasmussen fielded questions from media and residents during a public forum last week. Rasmussen was named Interim City Manager November 8th, the day after David Hales left after 8 years to take the same job in Joliet. End of article. State Farm names scholarship winners. Bloomington. State Farm Company's foundation has announced winners of its scholarships. Each year, the foundation awards 100 four-year scholarships valued at $3,000 to $8,000 to children or legal dependents of State Farm employees, agents, or retirees. The competition is conducted through the National Merit Scholarship Program by the National Merit Scholarship Corp. Pantograph area winners, their parents, majors, colleges, and high schools are Morgan Aldridge, Aerospace Engineering, University of Alabama, Huntsville, Olympia. Grace Ariola, Biology, University of Texas at Austin. Normal Community High. Samuel Brodahl, Tammy and Mark Brodahl, Chemistry, University of Wisconsin at La Crosse, Deer Creek, Mackinac. Griffin Brusso, Steve and Kristen Brusso, Biology and Math. Hope College. Caitlin Shalfant, Heather Pearson, Russ Shalfant, Biology, St. Olaf College, Muhammad Seymour, Cecilia Fosen, Annette and Stephen Fosen, Communication Design, Washington University in St. Louis, Tanner Gillum, Doug and Stephanie Gillum, Business, Indiana University, University High, Lydia Hedberg, Andy and Dennis Hedberg, Music Performance, ISU, Homeschooled, Jackson Henry, Mike and Tracy Henry, History, University of Pennsylvania, Bloomington. Adam Jett, Stacy and Joshua Jett, Mathematics, University of Alabama and Tuscaloosa. Sorry, they were two different lines. Normal West. Alec Kamater, Artie and Vijay Kamater, Computer Science, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Uni High. Rohan Kamater, Artie and Vijay Kamater, Electrical Engineering, UIUC, University High. Sabrina Kosharik, Kevin and Melinda Kosharik, Mechanical Engineering, University of Kentucky, NCHS. Alexander Coleman, Ronald and Susan Coleman, Biology, Clemson University, Uni High. Prithiv Kumar, Senthil Shanamugam, and Santi Senthil Kumar, Mechanical Engineering, UIUC, Bloomington High School. Taranche Madanani, Venukumar and Santi Madanani, Computer Science, University of Illinois at Chicago, Normal High. Nathan Miller, Eric and Shelley Miller, Finance and Management, Creighton University, Normal Community West. Michael Mesquita, Martha and Derek Mesquita, Computer Engineering, Purdue University, Normal Community High. Abigail Nelson, Ted and Katie Nelson, Communication Sciences and Disorders, ISU, El Paso Gridley. Cassandra Parent, Paul and Leah Parent, Biomedical Engineering, John Hopkins University, Illinois Math and Science Academy. Kirsten Personette, Ann O'Neill, Animal Sciences, University of Tennessee at Knoxville, Uni High. Daniel Ray, Bill and Sarah Ray, Neuroscience, Wheaton College, University High. Melissa Race, David and Tammy Race, Business Management and Computer Science, Baylor University, Uni High. Nicholas Raleigh, Alfred and Michelle Raleigh, Business Administration, Lee University, Uni High. Jared Shookman, Rich and Dina Shookman, Computer Engineering, Iowa State University, Uni High. Stephanie Sukup, Mark and Cheryl Sukup, History and English, Hillsdale College, Uni High. Lydia Spichala, Peter and Laura Spichala, Engineering Physics, UIUC, Normal Community West. Cody Steiner, Scott and Debbie Steiner, Computer Science, Software, Engineering, Rose Holman Institute of Technology, Tri-Valley. Area Calendar. An Introduction to Ayurveda. 6:30 tonight at the Shenoa Library. Speaker is Dr. Alicia Rout. Tuesday, Stand Up for Social Justice Vigil, 5:30 p.m. It will be held on the lawn in front of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. The topic is separation of immigrant parents and children. End of articles. Pantries expect increase in need, Bloomington. Last week, St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry, traditionally the busiest food pantry in McLean County, experienced its busiest day of the year so far. Quote, 340 households came in on Monday, Food Pantry Vice President Dorothy Deeney said. Usually it is less than 300. It will be interesting to see what happens today. Deeney and representatives of several other Central Illinois food pantries and co-ops anticipate an increase in need this summer. Over the summer, families are coming in more frequently because kids are out of school, said Kiowana Brown, Salvation Army of McLean County, manager of emergency assistance, which includes a food pantry. I expect for it to increase. Cody Monkman, Minister of Community Impact and Care at First Christian Church in Clinton and director of its neighborhood market food pantry, said the increased need also is because of the growth of poverty. I anticipate that growth and will continue with how the economies of America have been shifting in the past two decades, Monkman said. Regardless of the causes, that need is increasing. It was evident last Monday at St. Vincent de Paul, 711 North Main, Bloomington, which serves 1,000 to 1,100 households every month. On Monday, there were quite a few grandparents coming in, asking if it was okay if they took additional food because they have their grandchildren with them this summer, Deeney said. We allowed them to take more, end of quotes. Like many food pantries, St. Vincent de Paul asked recipients to bring a photo ID and proof of address, indicating they live in McLean County. Food pantries accept food from USDA, require that recipients meet USDA poverty guidelines, and are asked to come in no more than once a month. But we don't turn anyone away, Deeney said. The Salvation Army's food pantry, located at 208 North Oak in Bloomington, serves 300 to 350 families every month. An additional 800 families get fresh produce once a month, Brown said. Last year, the pantry took on additional clients when the Western Avenue Community Center food pantry closed. Neighborhood Market in First Christian Church, 100 North Jackson Street in Clinton, serves 180 to 200 families in DeWitt County, Hayworth, and Moroa each month. Despite the increase in demand and decline in donations from this year's annual letter carriers food drive, the food pantries and food co-ops said their supplies are good. Many receive food from Midwest Food Bank, Eastern Illinois Food Bank, churches, grocery stores, farmers, and gardeners, as well as from their own gardens. We are not short of food right now, Deeney had said, but food pantries and the co-op always can use more food donations. Bloomington Normal food pantries and co-ops include these. Food pantries and co-ops listed with providing access to help are the Apostolic Pentecostal Church, 2810 Tractor Lane in Bloomington. the Center for Hope Outreach Programs, located at 1308 East Empire in Bloomington. Center for Hope Outreach Programs, 1308 East Empire, Bloomington. Center for Hope Outreach Programs, Temba Food Pantry, 14940 Old Colonial Road in Bloomington. City of Refuge Food Pantry, 401 East Jefferson Street, Bloomington. College Avenue Baptist Church, 1320 East College Avenue, Normal. Eastview Christian Church, 1500 North Airport Road, Normal. Home Sweet Home Ministries, Bread for Life Co-op, 303 East Oakland Avenue, Bloomington. There is a note that it is a food co-op, not a food pantry. House of Prayer Food and Clothing Pantry, 303 East Monroe Street, Bloomington. Little Free Pantry, 502 South Morris in Bloomington. Living Word Ministries, 411 East Mulberry Street in Bloomington. Ministry and More, Inc., 1107 West Empire, Bloomington. Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, 801 West Market Street, Bloomington. Park United Methodist Church, Allen Street, 704 South Allen Street in Bloomington. The Salvation Army of McLean County Safe Harbor Shelter and Social Services Center, located at 208 North Oak Street, Bloomington. St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry, 711 North Main in Bloomington. Union Missionary Baptist Church Food Pantry, 505 West Jackson. I'm assuming that's Bloomington, it doesn't say. Veterans Assistance Commission of McLean County, 200 West Front Street in Bloomington. End of article. Road closure, Irving Street, Normal. Irving Street between Fell Avenue and the alley west of Fell will be closed beginning today for reconstruction, expected to take 2 months. Property access will be maintained from the south via the alley. That southbound lane of Fell at Irving will be closed periodically during the work. End of article. Golf Game to Aid Nonprofit. Golf for Kids' Sake charity fundraiser benefiting the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois is set for August 6th. That is a Monday. At Crestwick Country Club in Bloomington with a shotgun start at noon. Hosted by O'Brien Mitsubishi of Normal, the event will include a chance to win $2,500, $5,000, and a 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. The cost is $600 for a team of four or $150 per golfer, and it includes lunch, dinner, on-site food, and beverages. Teams and golfers can register at gfks2018.kintera.org/McLean. End of article. Flick fact. If wanting to stretch your retirement savings, the state in which you live makes a difference. Based on a 2018 study by Forbes, considering income tax, property tax, sales tax, and state tax on Social Security, how does Illinois rank? Answer. Illinois is the 12th worst state for taxes on retirement income, suggests that study. Although it does not tax Social Security benefits, Illinois has the second highest property tax and the sixth highest sales tax. The 10 best states to retire tax-wise in order are Alaska, Wyoming, Delaware, New Hampshire, Washington, Nevada, Florida, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Hawaii. The worst in order are Nebraska, Minnesota, Connecticut, Kansas, Missouri, Vermont, Rhode Island, New Mexico, West Virginia, Utah, Colorado, and Illinois. End of article. Eastview Congregation beautifies Bloomington Normal. The Twin Cities shone a little brighter on Saturday after some much-needed rain and volunteer efforts from members of Eastview Christian Church. Nearly 1,000 members of that congregation in North Normal spread throughout the community during the week as part of the annual Serve Project to pamper neighborhoods and share compassion. Pastor Mike Baker said the church outreach team pinpointed areas with the greatest need to share ridiculous love. Quote, I know people, though we are a huge church, we have a huge heart. We are here from Bloomington Normal. We love you and you are here to serve with us, said Baker, end quote. Volunteers wore bright shirts with the phrase hashtag for Blono on the back while completing dozens of projects. A fence was built at Habitat for Humanity Restore. Fresh mulch, trees, and rose bushes were added at Sunnyside Court. A sanctuary stage arose at Christian Faith Center. At Irving Elementary School, volunteers created a sensory garden and updated the landscape. Maureen Spobe, a learning and behavior specialist at the school, pulled on some garden gloves and helped. She said the sensory garden, complete with fragrant plants, a wind chime, and benches, will provide students a place to calm down, read, or study nature. Quote, this project has blossomed into so much more. Churches are a blessing to us, so willing to collaborate and help out the neighborhood, said Spobe. Larry Von Gundy is leading pastor at Livingstone Community Church, which meets Sunday mornings at Irving. We are partnered with Eastview and Irving to help transform the school, said Van Gundy. Our goal is to beautify, bless, and encourage. It is a joy to be in this neighborhood. It's all about building relationships. Aubrey Bastian of Normal did not let her pregnancy with twins stop her from volunteering. She helped position plants and smooth mulch in the sensory garden. I'm happy to help. Serving is the core value of the church. We are behind that. It is what we're called to do, said Bastian. She served with members of her Bible study group, including Jessica Shull of Bloomington. We get to know each other better while being like Jesus and serving the community. It is a beautiful trifecta of love, said Shull. At Sunnyside Court, neighborhood children were eager to help with landscaping their homes. Sunnyside project manager Mitch Cogswell of Bloomington said the SIR project is about setting an example of Christ. Although Eastview is the catalyst for this event, it is not just an Eastview project, said Cogswell. It is about the community coming together. End of quote, end of article. Sheen remains can be moved to Peoria per court. A court has ruled the remains of Archbishop Fulton Sheen can be moved from New York to Peoria near his birthplace in El Paso. That ruling was announced last Friday by Bishop Daniel Jenke of the Peoria Diocese. Supporters of Sheen, known for his longtime televised and broadcast evangelism from the 1930s through the 1960s, also are working to have him declared a saint. Sheen's niece had petitioned for the move of her uncle's remains in a plea to the Superior Court of New York. An appellate court earlier had remanded the case to the Superior Court for an evidentiary hearing. That decision, however, rests with Cardinal Timothy Dolan and the New York Archdiocese. Moving remains is the next step toward bringing Sheen's beatification to completion. End of article. Graduates awarded scholarship. Stacy Young, Community Relations Supervisor for Ameren, Illinois, delivered the keynote address and reminded attendees obstacles are out there but meant to be overcome during the 2018 Joint Scholarship Celebration held Saturday at Mount Pisgah Baptist Church in Bloomington. That event gave out more than $20,000 in scholarships and awards from several local organizations, including fraternities, sororities, the NAACP, and the Mentoring Improving Scholarships, MAPS, program to recent area high school graduates. End of article. Building permits, Bloomington. Cattleman Construction and Design, Inc. of Normal was issued a permit June 6th. For a $73,800 project to remodel a residence at 2617 Ridge Road. Diamond Design and Construction, Inc., Bloomington, was issued a permit June 4th for $490,000 to convert 12 apartments into six larger apartments at Bloomington Housing Authority's Wood Hill Towers, located at 104 East Wood Street. Tomcat Roofing, Inc., Streeter was issued a permit June 1st for $77,650 to re-roof a building at 409 South Center Street in Bloomington. PJ Hoare, Inc., Normal was issued a permit for $1.05 million to remodel existing office space at 2047 Ireland Grove Road. Rycon Construction Inc. of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania was issued a permit May 31st for $60,000 to build out a space at Eastland Mall, 1615 East Empire Street for the new Hibbett Sports Store. John Holt Builder, LLC of Bloomington was issued a permit May 29th for $144,942 to alter space at 1602 Glasson Street for a dance studio. Normal issued no new permits. McLean County. Travis Demling was issued a permit June 4th for a $250,000 new single-family house at 3262 North 150 East Road in McLean. End of article. Marriage licenses, McLean County. Tyler Robert Deal, Danvers, and Lee Nolan Thompson, West Des Moines, Iowa. Darren Stephen McBride and Selena Marie Kerber, both of Forest. Kevin Douglas Pemmel and Melissa Eileen Palma, both of Bloomington. Kylie Nicole Carls and Athena Kokalas, both of Bloomington. Caleb Daniel Garber and Ashley Nicole Segerstrom, both of Minunk. Michael James Sumner Downs and Jacqueline Renee Gustafson, Bloomington. Benjamin Dwight Schmidt and Allison Marie Jacobs, both of Rockford. Bowie Justin Carter and Taylor Marie Filkin, both of Clinton. Jeremy Michael Sheppelman and Michaela Dean Martin, both of San Francisco, California. Taryn Allen Cross and Tamar Ankinsonman Yass, both of Aerosmith. Trey Arthur Moberly of Leroy and Hannah Eileen Stout of Downs. Eric Allen Murphy and Jessica Nicole Cave, both of Bloomington. Dylan Scott Davis and Jessica Nicole Durbin Lowry, both of Lincoln. Brandon Charles Maddox, Bloomington, and Lindsay Grace McCary, Normal. Thomas Jerome Lawson and Allison Kathleen Troyanovich, both of Chicago. Kylie Remo Kistner and Brittany Marie Ford, both of Bloomington. Andrew Michael Killian and Sarah Lynn Verdum, both of Lexington. Abraham Josiah Guau and Isabella Grace Patterson, both of Normal. Derek Elliott Rotzer and Brittany Ann Vadas, both of Bloomington. Richard Andrew Carey and Carlene Lynette Dreyer, both of Normal. End of article. Down the road, a grant from the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation will allow for the continuation of Illinois Wesleyan School of Music's Chamber Music Festival and Camp and Jazz Festival. For 17 years, that program for strings, piano, winds, and harp players has provided training for high school and college student musicians. Starting July 8th, that three-week program will consist of master workshops, daily coaching sessions, group rehearsals, and performances. The series will include performances featuring faculty, guest artists, and students in Westbrook Auditorium, located at Presser Hall, 1210 Park Street in Bloomington. All events are free and open to the public. Faculty performances are on July 8th at 7:30 p.m., opening night. Shostakovich's Five Pieces for Two Violins and Piano. Gounod, My Beloved Spake for Soprano, Cello, Piano. Lustolowski Epitaph for Oboe and Piano and Mahler Piano Quartet. 7:30 p.m., July 12th, Dvorak Piano Trio in F minor and Frank Sinatra for violin and piano. At this time, we will take a short break.